Pay yourself. Is there room on the couch for one more? No, it didn't go well. But thanks for asking. Do we have any ginger ale left? Hardy har. Just hand it over. Thanks. Okay. Well, for starters, every single light I came across on the way to Yarrowmug was red. So I ended up being 10 minutes late. Then when I actually got to the... Well, 10 minutes is a long time when you're trying to impress a girl. And I prefer to leave a good first impression by being a punctual gentleman, hat tilt, posh salute. Anyway, then every single parking space was filled up, so I had to park across from the pub. Then the bouncer didn't believe me when I said I wasn't a minor, so I had to show him my ID. And for some reason, he thought it was fake. So he called my company, and thankfully, Gabby was on the line, so she vouched for me. But it didn't even matter, because when I got in, I got a text on my phone from Olivia about how she wanted to cancel the date. No, don't worry. The fact that she texted me to dump me aside, she was super sweet about the whole thing. Here, I'll read out what she wrote. Hey Reese, I know that we had a date planned for tonight, but TBH, I think that we should just see other people, cry emoji. You're, spelled U-R, really sweet and nice, but I just don't think you're, again, spelled U-R, my type. So sorry, praying emoji. And I'm not even done. I went back to my car, and it had a freaking parking ticket on it. No worries, it was only an itsy-bitsy, little tiny, microscopically negligible $300. So how has your night been going? Thanks. I mean, hey, look on the bright side. Every single depressing story is really, really funny to talk about a few years from now, but right now it frickin' sucks. Depression. No, I don't want a hug. I don't want to feel better. I just want to wallow in a cozy ball of misery and cry myself to sleep. Well, thank you. It just sucks. It hurts so much. I just don't know why so many self-absorbed assholes can get all the D or V they want, but it's too much for people like us to ask for at least a chance at a little affection from our preferred partners. IDK, man, maybe our problem is that we decided to care. Hey, there's an idea. Stop caring about the feelings of our crushes, and bam, we get laid. I hope you know that I'm joking. Joking aside, the former mindset, if I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of the reason why I love women. I don't speak for every girl out there, obviously, but most girls I meet are really sweet, and you can tell that they care about you and give a darn about your feelings and your struggles. It feels like I have value to them. I appreciate that. So, what about you? Find any boys yet? Wait, seriously? Wait, what about that one guy you had feelings for? No. Really? Oh my... I'm sorry, I didn't know. Here, your turn. Hug, hug. There, there, pat, pat, pat. It's okay. I'm sorry. That really, really sucks. You gonna be okay? You sure? Alright. But you know I'm here for you, dude. Feel like watching something? To take our mind off of things? Sure. You can pick. Just please, nothing that involves romance for tonight. I think it would be in pretty poor taste for both of us. Again? Okay. Sorry. I did say I'd let you pick. No. I like the show. It's just... we've watched it over... Okay, alright. Put away the puppy dog eyes. I'll stop complaining. I'm gonna go grab some ice cream out of the freezer then. You want some? Alright.
I don't care if it's unhealthy. I don't care about my health right now. I care about wallowing. And wallow I will.
Oh shit, I think it's empty. I don't know, man. It's like, I want a girlfriend. I don't want to be lonely and single all my life, but at the same time, I don't want to have a girlfriend just for the sake of having a girlfriend. If I really wanted to, it probably wouldn't be that hard to find someone to hook up with, but... well, I want a relationship that actually means something. I want to be with someone that I know I can trust, and that I can be myself around without worrying about looking stupid. But that's... a really lofty expectation to have. And as a result, it's taking me a long time to find someone. Hi, DK, man. I want to hang in there and have hope for the future, but the future isn't exactly keen on letting me know what it has planned for me. And I know a relationship isn't everything, but like... it looks and sounds so wonderful. If it goes just right anyway. Is it really so selfish to just want to be loved? Is that really too much to ask for? Well, I'm glad at least one person in the world agrees with my opinion. Thanks. You're a good listener, dude. That's a really considerate quality to have. You're gonna make your boyfriend really happy when you meet him. I know you will. You think we're gonna be like this forever? Two single dudes, mutually patching each other's misery up, hoping one day we'll both feel desirable. I mean, honestly, no. There's no way you'll be stuck like this forever. No. Just no. Don't you dare talk back to me, because the last thing I want to hear from your mouth right now is self-deprecation. Well, of course I'm about to segue into some self-deprecation of my own. What kind of hypocrite do you not take me for? You're a lovable guy. I can see you finding the right boy eventually and having a meaningful and everlasting relationship. Me, on the other hand, I'm not like the other guys, cliche as it is to say. They're all cool and talented or interesting or fun to be around, but, well, as my family and some of my friends are keen to constantly remind me, I'm just... a failure. For lack of a better term. Uninteresting, unaccomplished, and sometimes unwanted even. And no, I am not just saying that so you shower me in compliments. Believe it or not, I don't like hating myself. But I'm the kind of guy that says what he's thinking. So, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, yeah, it's probably just the depression talking after what happened today. But you'll have to forgive me if I'm not feeling particularly lovable right now. You know the guys I work with at, well, work? Every now and then, when most of us are on break at the same time, we just kinda shoot the breeze or mutually gripe about how much we hate the job we voluntarily decided to do. A few days ago, they were all bragging about their sexual conquests, air quotations. And I was just kind of sitting in the corner like, I have nothing to contribute to this conversation. And then one guy comes over and he's like, have you gotten laid yet, Reese? I gotta make him sound super manly when I do the impression. So I said something like, no, not really. And then he laughed and said, yeah, I'm not really surprised. And everyone else started mocking me. Like, ouch, what the actual hell? Yes, I haven't rammed someone with my unmentionables. Why is that such a big deal? Why is it people like to make fun of others for that? Because it's not funny, it's just plain hurtful. Well, I wasn't getting upset because they were mocking me for never getting any sexual action with someone. I was more so upset because it felt like they were mocking me for never having found someone that was comfortable doing that with me. Like, they were mocking me for being unloved. I know, it's stupid, but... still. Hmm? You don't think it's stupid? Thanks. It just hurts, you know? It stings. Can I hug you? You want to know the way I see it? Okay.
The way I see it, life doesn't have a set path. We all move at our own pace, and we're all just trying, sometimes a bit too hard, to cover up our insecurities. And a lot of people, such as my coworkers, like to mock other people for going through similar shit they did. Most people just seem to like to find excuses to knock other people down because it helps them feel stronger. But in reality, well, it's just stupid to mock somebody for moving through the life at their own pace. Some people physically grow taller faster than others, some become more mature quicker, and some find their lover sooner than others. And mocking someone for not doing it as soon as you is not only petty, it's just pathetic. It's basically mocking somebody for not looking out in the roulette wheel that is life. We can't control how it happens. Maybe I'm just being petty myself, but... well, it costs you nothing to hold your tongue. Deprecating someone only makes them feel worse. Is it really so hard just to hold back? Well, that's my 2 cents on it. I did it again, didn't I? God damn it. I've been trying not to lapse into philosophical Reese mode, but it just keeps happening. Oh, really? Well, thank you. Maybe one day some cute girl will also find that attractive. Okay, I'm done ranting. Thanks, dude. So, what's your plan? Well, tonight, sure, but like, I just mean in general. What's your plan? I know, kind of sudden, but I'm interested. Hey, have a little faith in yourself. You can do it. With a little time and a little patience, you'll find the right person. You will. There's no way someone like you won't. Just hang in there. Don't give up. Well, as for me, I'm just gonna let my heart heal for a bit. And then... I don't know. Find some fine line between searching and not searching too hard. Well, I'm off to bed. Please don't turn the volume up too high, okay? Thanks. See you in the morning, dude. Thanks for the talk. It's been real. Good night.